It's almost 2023, and I know that a lot of you are thinking about, or perhaps you've already made, some New Year's resolutions. Before you take another step, I want you to really listen carefully and pay attention to this episode, because I'm going to talk about the five reasons why making New Year's resolutions will destroy your chances of creating your dream career in 2023. Grab some notes, get ready to soak it up, folks. This is going to be a great one. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, People Stack tribe. It is almost 2023. I'm recording this on December 27th, 2022. So it's almost a new year. And what that means, as the calendar is about to turn, we are thinking about feeling into what's next. Because the calendar is turning, it's a new month and a new year. So what's next? What do I want to create? What do I want to co-create in that new year? And so for a lot of you, you're thinking about resolutions. Like, that's just the thing you do, right? I'm supposed to declare some New Year's resolutions. And I want to tell you why they won't work. I want to tell you why they won't work and why they don't work and why, if you make them, if you declare a New Year's resolution around your career, that there is a very, very, very high likelihood that it's actually going to destroy, it's going to derail you on that journey towards creating actually what it is that you want. And I want to be really clear here. I'm not saying this simply to be contrarian. I realize that it is contrarian. But for those of you who have been following me for a while, and if you're new, hi. I am not a contrarian by nature. That's not how I am. That's not how we've built this business. We're here to talk about the truth. And if something that has been, you know, like a mainstay, like New Year's resolutions, you know, something that's out there that lots of people are obviously talking about, happens to be actually helpful based on my expertise, my research, what I know, then I'm going to say, yeah, you know what? That actually works. And here's how to work it and apply it to your career. But if it doesn't work, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I know that I'm not the only one. That's why I'm not saying it just to be contrarian, because I'm not the only one out there right now. In the coaching space, in the personal development, professional development space, that's saying, yeah, you know, don't do New Year's resolutions. They don't work. And for a lot of you, you know this already, right? And so for a lot of you, this is validation that you already knew this and providing you with some evidence, with some knowledge around, okay, here's why it doesn't work, especially in the, here's why New Year's resolutions don't work, especially within the context of being an accomplished, determined, smart, technical manager who wants more in your career, who wants to create your dream career. So before I get into the five reasons why making New Year's resolutions are very likely to destroy your chances of creating what you want in your career, I will get to those five reasons why, and I will get to what to do instead. Before we do that, I want to be really clear on what I mean and what I'm thinking about, and when I the construct and the idea of a resolution. What am I making that mean? So, what I'm making it mean, in other words, what not to do, is to simply say, 2023 is going to be the year that I finally upgrade my career. It's going to be the year that I finally get that raise, that I finally get that promotion, that I finally land that director position, VP position, position in the C-suite. 2023 is going to be my year of career transformation. I'm going to accomplish X in my career in 2023. I'm going to get that raise, get that promotion, land a new hell yes job, get more free time, you know, finally land a job that's fulfilling for me, that I'm not stressed out all the time. This is what I'm going to do. This is the accomplishment that I'm going to accomplish in my career in 2023. Don't do that. And I'm laughing because I'm simultaneously realizing the irony around what I'm saying, but I'm also thinking of that old Newhart, the old Bob Newhart sketch. Stop it. Stop it. Stop doing that, right? So, I will, I'm telling you what not to do. I realize I'm telling you what not to do, and I will tell you what to do. And it's gonna make a lot more sense what to do once I explain the reasons why this doesn't work. And I'm also realizing the irony of it because I myself have said things like, make sure you have goals. Make sure you have, you know what you want in your career, right? I myself have sent emails, have said on the podcast, if you want to upgrade your career and get a 30% raise and do that while you maintain work-life balance, like that's what you all want. It's why you're listening now. But what I'm saying is, don't make that what you're going to hang your hat on in the new year. Don't make that the thing. Don't come at it from a place of, here's what I'm going to do. I'm declaring that this is what's going to happen in 2023. I also want to underline the nuance here that I'm not saying that making a declaration and making a resolution is a bad thing per se. What I'm saying is that it's overused and that it's often the only thing that many people do, and that it's a tactic. It's a tactic. Declare what you want in the new year. And so it's a very in the weeds approach. And you cannot out-tactic poor strategies. And you cannot out-strategy a poor mindset. So if you just try to come in and say, I'm going to do this tactic, whether it's a New Year's resolution, whether it's starting to meditate, whether it's making a New Year's resolution to start to meditate, it's going to fail without the strategy and the mindset on top of it, because it's the strategy and the mindset that are actually way more important. So I'm actually starting to get into the five reasons, and I'm probably going to give you way more than five reasons. I have five written down here. I've already given you two bonus ones right there. Or at least a couple of bonus ones, right? Around the tactics of it, around the mindset, et cetera, et cetera. But I just wanted to make sure that we're really clear in what we're talking about when we say New Year's resolution. Declaring a New Year's resolution is a tactic that if that's what you are focusing on entirely, and that is like the bones, the foundation of what you're using to try to create what you want in your career, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. So what are some other reasons why declaring New Year's resolutions and using that as your core strategy? It's kind of using that as your core strategy. Why is this a bad thing? I mean, you could think of it as like building a house of cards, right? If I want to build a house, I want to build a foundation first. I want a solid foundation. And then on top of that, I'm going to build, excuse me, the frames, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Pinning your hopes on creating a better career for yourself and therefore a better life for yourself in 2023 on New Year's resolutions and New Year's declarations is like building a house of cards. One little piece of wind and it's done. It's done. It's done. So let's get into the five reasons. So with that, speaking of foundation, with that as a foundation, this is going to help you create this nice mental model around why resolutions don't work and what's better. So why? Number one reason. First reason, not the number one reason, but the first reason. These are in no particular order. They're just what came to my mind. The first reason why making New Year's resolutions are a terrible tactics to solely rely on in creating your dream career is that we don't like to be told what to do. We don't. Even for those of us who are like, I can be coachable. I'm open. I'm an open book. And I want help. So I'm open to you telling me what to do. You know, that's kind of the definition of being coachable. And even for those of us who are extremely coachable, extremely open to new experiences, don't actually like to be told what to do because it's disempowering. We want to decide what it is. And at this point in time in the history evolution of New Year's resolutions, it kind of feels like if we were to set a New Year's resolution, there's a bit behind it that feels like I'm doing this because I'm being told to. I'm doing this because it's what everybody else is doing. I'm not doing it because it's what I'm being called to do. I want you to do what you're being called to do, what you're being pulled to do, not what you're being told to. Second reason why New Year's resolutions will likely derail your chances of creating your dream career is that they are based on something external, the calendar. They're based on the turning of the calendar. Oh, the calendar says, this external thing says, it's a new year, so therefore, I need to get off my ass and decide what I want to do in my career and in my life. It's external. And that's also disempowering. It's also very, it feels very constricting to do that because I'm being reactionary. I'm reacting to the calendar as opposed to here's what I want. And I'm going to respond to that internal call of my own power. I'm letting my own power drive me my own courage, my own strength, my own decisiveness, my own ability to be flexible, my own ability to roll with it and have fun. So whenever we must react to something external, sometimes we just have to, right? You know, the garbage is overflowing. All right. Guess I got to take it out, right? But even then, what do we often do? We say, all right, I don't want to have to take out the garbage because I have to take out the garbage because something external is telling me that I need to do it, like the smell. I'm just going to take it out every Tuesday and every Thursday. I decide. Yes, that is based on a calendar thing, but I'm deciding to do it this day and that day, not some external smell, right? So the turning of the calendar is in what tells me what I am supposed to do. I do. The third reason why New Year's resolutions usually fail, whether we're talking about in your career or anything, right? In your relationships, in your fitness goals, in your nutrition goals. Why do New Year's resolutions usually fail? Because they get old really fast. They get old really fast. So this is, again, it's a byproduct of reacting to something external being the calendar. So there's this newness. Oh my God, new year, new me, yay! Right? And it's like, it's 2023. It's a new year. Got to get used to writing 2023, right? You know, it's kind of like those jokes like, oh, are you used to writing 2023 in the calendar yet? Right? And we can make those jokes in January, but oh, I keep writing 22, right? We make those jokes in January, maybe into February, but by March, it's like, it's 2023. Seriously. Like the newness of it goes away. The newness goes away. We can use newness as a motivator for sure, as a positive flame spark towards what it is that we want. But again, that's a tactic that's not sustainable if you don't have other strategies and if you don't have the mindset to go with it. So they get old really fast. It's kind of like you want direct evidence for this. Just look at gym memberships and talk to people who either know of or have worked for some of the global gyms, the big gyms, right? The ones that like enroll way too many people because they know most people aren't going to come. New gym memberships spike in January. How do the gyms deal with it? They don't have to because most people are not going to go. Maybe they'll go once or twice in January and then that's it. It's the same thing and then it's done. They don't go anymore and they try to figure out how to quit the gym. The same thing goes for your career. If you're doing this just because it's January, right? If you're saying, yeah, it's January. Okay, so therefore I must upgrade my career, finally get that raise, have that conversation with my boss, decide what it is, what the heck I want in my career. It's January, so I therefore must do that. Then what happens when February comes? What happens when March and April come, when it's like 2023 is no longer new anymore? So if you want to use it as a tactic, go for it. But make sure it's not the only tactic that you're using. And the other thing that I want to add in here is that, look, Rob and I have been helping technical leaders to upgrade their careers, to create their dream careers since about 2015. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, almost 8 years now. I'm laughing at myself for having to count on my fingers. Yeah. Ask me to do a mediated moderation analysis using multiple regression. I'm all about it, but ask me to count to eight, but I need to do it on my fingers. Anyway, We've been doing this for a while. It's almost like almost a decade now. And we know you, my friends, amazing, badass technical leaders. We know you. I'm not saying we know you specifically, but we know you as a group. And we love getting to know the idiosyncrasies of each and of many of you when you become our clients. And so in this knowing, with all of this knowing, comes a desire to give you some straight talk, to give you the truth. That for you, for who you are in your career and what you want to create, New Year's resolutions just aren't going to cut it. They're not going to cut it. They may cut it for someone else in their career, or they may cut it for you. Like, they may cut it for someone who might be just getting started in their career and aren't as experienced and are trying to figure out how to get started, or maybe their dreams, just because of where they're at, aren't as big. And because of where they're at, or because they haven't grown as a leader as much as you have, you know, whatever it might be, for other people, New Year's resolutions may be helpful to them. And maybe that's the one thing that they need to do in their career. So I'm not saying, like, go and tell all of your friends and family, don't do New Year's resolutions in your career. Jen Bunk said so. I'm talking to you specifically in your context of being an accomplished technical leader. And you are, whether you realize it or not. You're an accomplished technical leader who has big dreams, big goals, ridiculous goals sometimes that scare you. New Year's resolutions aren't going to cut it. And they're going to get old really fast. There also may be other contexts in your life where New Year's resolutions may actually be helpful. Maybe it is in the area of fitness or nutrition, because maybe you're new to it and you do want to use that sort of that spark of the new year to be like, yeah, I'm going to start eating more vegetables. And you use the spark of the new year to then create that habit. You still do need other strategies and the mindset to make sure that that habit of eating more vegetables stays with you every single month. So this is also the nuance that I want to make really clear here. But that's number three. They get old really fast, particularly for you. A wise, intelligent, many of you are gifted technical leaders. The new wears off really quickly. And for those of you who are gifted, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So number four, New Year's resolutions fail to see the big picture and the little picture. So New Year's resolutions fail to see the big picture. They fail to, so if you were to say something like, I resolve to earn $200,000 in salary this year. I'm going to command and earn a $200,000 salary this year as a technical leader. Okay, great. What's missing from that? Many things, including the things that I talked about previously. And it's missing the big picture here. It's missing the, well, why? It's missing the why. It's missing the purpose. It's missing the five whys, right? But it's missing the core purpose. It's missing the you. It's missing your experience and who you're being as you're doing that. But even if you were to say, my resolution is to continue to be a badass, strong, vulnerable servant leader as I command a $200,000 salary. There we go. We're getting closer now. Great tactic, by the way. And if you're a client of ours, what I just said might sound very similar to some of the goals and the future memories and future celebrations that we've helped you to create. Yes, again, it's not that this is bad per se, and I'm saying don't do it, right? I'm saying without the guidance of a coach, first of all, but also without anything else, strategy, mindset, and you just say that every day, this will be the year that I am a badass servant leader and I command a 200K salary. If that's all you're doing, it's not going to work because it's missing the big picture. It's missing the who you are. It's a very neck up approach, as Mel Robbins would call it, right? It's a very neck up approach. I love Mel Robbins and I love neck up approaches, and she does them a lot and so do I. In other words, it's very heady. It's goals. So like SMART goals is a very head up approach. It's very like structured. Here's how I'm going to structure this goal. I'm going to make sure it includes experiences. I'm going to make sure it includes my identity. I'm going to make sure it includes a specific enough goal that I know that I've reached it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's very heady. And that's a good part of creating what you want. But the big picture here, what I'm talking about, is the neck down. Who am I? Like at my heart, at my soul, who am I? What am I driven to do? Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is my calling? What is my origin? And how am I fulfilling my purpose for why I'm here on earth, having this human experience? It's missing that. So it fails, New Year's resolutions fail to see that big picture. They also fail to see the small picture as well. The small picture here being, for example, daily habits, daily rituals. What am I going to do? What am I going to devote myself to doing on a daily basis so that I can create the habit of being this new person, of becoming this new person? Because to change anything in your life, including your career, you need to become a new version of yourself. In some cases, it's just a slight calibration, a slight upgrade, a slight new birthing of someone new, of a new layer of yourself. And in some cases, it's an entire shedding of many, many layers and rebirthing. And it's not just and rebirthing an entire new you. It's not just it's not just a calibration. It's like, I need a new dial. I need to upgrade the entire system here of who I am and everywhere in between. And it's fun and it's fulfilling. And in order to do that, which is very neck down kind of a thing, I'm becoming a new version of me, we need the neck up too, but we need more than just the goal. We need more than just, this is my 200K year, my 300K year, my 400K year, my $1 million year. We need more than that. There's nothing wrong with that, with setting that goal. It's a healthy, powerful piece of an entire strategy. But what we also need is the micro. What am I going to do? What inspired, intelligent actions am I going to take every single day in order to build this habit of being me, of being this new me, to borrow from Dr. Joe Dispenza? What is my doing / being on a daily basis at the micro level so that I can break the habit of being myself, my old self, and become my new self? What's the micro? So New Year's resolutions are missing both that macro neck down, but also the micro neck up. What do I do every day in order to co-create this thing I want to co-create in my career, in my life? Reason number 5, that New Year's resolutions often fail. This is bringing it all together. They're disempowering and they're constricting. They're taking your power away from you for all of the reasons that I mentioned already and many, many others. They feel disempowering. I must declare that I do this thing. Do you? Do you really? Or are you doing it because of external reason? Are you doing it because that's what everybody else is doing? Are you doing because you're shooting yourself? And I'm not saying that resolutions and goals always come from that place, but they often do. They're disempowering. Claim your power. You don't need people to tell you to make a New Year's resolution. All you need to do is decide what it is you want and get after it. New Year's resolutions also feel restricting as well. Again, for all of the reasons that I already mentioned, restricting, constricting, not expansive. They don't feel expansive. They feel the opposite of expansive. For all the reasons that I already mentioned and many others as well. Look, the calendar is a very powerful thing. The seasons, the changing of the seasons, and the meaning behind the changing of the seasons is a really nice is even an understatement. Like when you truly connect with the changing of the seasons, the changing, which also means the changing of the calendars, the changing of the years, you're connecting with nature herself. You're connecting with power that is within you that also creates worlds, that also created the rings on Saturn, that also creates life. And so I don't mean to underestimate, degrade the power of the calendar, which is a byproduct of the power of nature and the nature of seasons, the nature of nature. Yes, tap into the nature of nature. But it's constricting if it's like, I must do it in this year. Stop bossing the universe around. Maybe it's going to take you 2 years because your dreams are so big and amazing and glorious. Stop bossing the universe around. Maybe it'll take 2 years. Maybe it'll take a year and a half. Maybe it'll only take 6 months. We've definitely had clients where it's happened both ways, right? Where it took a little bit longer than they expected, but the journey was absolutely worth it, and so was the experience of the outcome. And for other clients, it took less long. It was shorter than they expected. And then come June, July, it was like, well, I guess I need new goals. And so it's like one of our clients once told us that, you know, that's why I have you guys. He said that to me and Rob. You know, that's why I have you guys, because I never in a million years would have thought that I would have created this new job with this amazing raise in such a short amount of time. So now it's like, what's next? I guess I get to dream bigger now. Please show me the way to dreaming even bigger than what was previously like ridiculous, not even possible. So now I'm in the realm of like redonkulous, ludicrous kinds of dreams. Please show me the way, right? So by saying that it's gonna happen in a year, or that it's gonna happen in 6 months, or that it's gonna happen in X amount of whatever, you're bossing the universe around. So setting goals in this way, setting New Year's resolutions in this way, where it's like the main thing that you're relying upon to create your dream career, is disempowering. And it's constricting. So you know what not to do, and you know why. What do you do instead? This is not going to come to a surprise, but as a surprise, and a lot of you probably can already piece together what I'm about to tell you, because obviously it's like the opposite of what not to do and then some. You know, it's like flip it and then expand it, right? So words that I've been using like expansiveness, like mindset, like identity, like the nature of nature, like neck up and neck down, like daily rituals and habits and devotion, all of these words come into play in the strategy I'm about to offer you. So it's a two-pronged strategy. And the reason that it's a two-pronged strategy is because we get it, both the neck up and neck down, and we also get the macro and the micro, and we also take our power back and feel expansive. So what do you do instead? You want to co-create your dream career. What do you do instead? Number one, you discover your purpose. Discover your purpose. What do I mean by purpose? I mean your calling. I mean your dharma. I mean the reason that you're here, your why. Discover it. What do I mean by discover? I don't mean try to figure it out in a logical way, all Spock-like. I mean, be the leader that you are and allow your intuition, your faith, your strength, your compassion, your vulnerability to guide you toward discovering why you're here. We are spiritual beings having a human embodied experience. Why are you here in this human body at this point in time in our history on this planet? As opposed to another time in history, as opposed to another planet, as opposed to a different body with a different personality and everything else that comes with it. Why are you here? Discover it. Allow yourself to discover it and be guided by the forces of nature, by the forces of God, by the forces of the universe to discover it. That's the first part. The second part is to reconnect to who you are every day and take action from there. Build rituals from there. Reconnect to your why, to your purpose, to your dharma every day. And take action from that place. Take action from place of who you really are and why you're here. Every day. Every single day. So you can see how both of them with the discovering and the connecting and the action and the being and the feeling and the, there is a thinking involved here. What action do I take? But it's from a place of intuition. And we're focused on the biggest picture possible in the form of why am I here? We're also focused on what do I do today? We're focusing on the macro and the micro, and you're empowering yourself. You're deciding. And you're making these decisions and you're feeling into this and you're doing your discovery and you're doing your reconnection from a place of expansiveness, the best version, the biggest, brightest, shiniest, most badass version of you. You're empowering yourself every day to make decisions from that place. So when you continually do that, nobody's telling you what to do, you're deciding. You're not basing it on something external. You're basing it on something internal that you know is true. It's who you really are. It's never gonna get old because the universe, God, nature is always going to throw new fun adventures at you every step of the journey. It takes into account the big picture and the little picture. It's empowering. It's expansive. That's what you do. And it's really, that's how you be. For those of you who've been following us for a while, or even if you've just listened to a few of these podcasts, if there is a secret here, it's less doing, more being. Focus less on what do I do and focus more on who do I be? Who am I devoted to becoming? And for a lot of you, you're on that precipice where you are absolutely devoted to becoming the most badass, loving, servant, technical leader that has ever existed. Not because you're better than everyone else, but because you're going to uniquely shine your light. And when you uniquely shine your light in the most powerful way possible, then you are the most badass technical leader that has ever existed, along with every other technical leader who chooses to do that too. You want to be the best version of you. And you've reached this precipice of saying, all right, I want to do this. And I know I can't do this alone. I don't want to do this alone. I want to be surrounded by a group of people who are as devoted, possibly even more devoted than I am. And I want to be guided by experts who can show me the way, not tell me what to do, but show me my way toward my dream career. So for a lot of you, you're seeing that as not only the logical next step, but it's what you're being pulled toward. And that's what Rob and I are here to do, is create a community, create an experience for you as technical leaders that doesn't exist anywhere else. Because we have the unique experience, unique ability, unique wisdom, unique knowledge to be able to guide you in a way and navigate the idiosyncrasies of the tech world, of the three-dimensional reality of that. We have the expertise over there, but we also have the expertise as being coaches, being guides, being mentors in this specific fun space. So if that's what you want, it's time for you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. thepeoplestack.com/book. It'll bring you to our calendar, pick a time that works for you. It'll end up on your calendar, show up to that call. Coachable, show up to that call with an empty cup. We're not here to sell you. We're not here to convince you of anything. That wouldn't work anyway. We know it wouldn't. It doesn't work. We're going to ask you a series of questions about what's not working in your career, about where you want to go. And if we determine that we are 100% confident that we're the best guides for you, then we're going to tell you. We're going to show you what it would look like to work together. And then it's always your decision from there. If we determine that we're not the best guides for you, we're going to steer you towards, suggest resources for you to follow so that you can continue on your path, so that you can find the best mentors, the best guides, the best Sherpas for you. There's a lot going on in the tech world right now. And all of us, and if you're listening, this includes you, are on the precipice of some amazing things in tech, but we're also dealing with some problems in the tech world as well. People problems, political problems, which are also people problems, tech problems, which are also people problems. Problems of the worst parts of human nature coming forward. And it's up to us as leaders to take a stand and say, I understand, I get that for some people in tech, the worst parts of their human nature are coming forward. That's not me. And the more of us who can stand up and say, I'm going to create my dream career because I deserve it, and also because I deserve, because everyone else deserves it too. Other people deserve to see me shining and living my dream so that they can see that it's possible too. We're all mortal, we're all human, we're all fallible. What is that word anyway? We all make mistakes. And let's show everyone, the tech community, let's show the world what's possible when we operate from the best version of who we are. Not from a place of fear, not from a place of excuses. Oh, I can't do that. I can't create my dream career. That's too hard. I don't deserve that. I need to put myself out too much. Mm-mm. Recognizing that that's what might come up and saying, you know what? I'm more than that. No more excuses. Enough with the excuses. I am bold. I am powerful. I am courageous. I am vulnerable, and I'm going to do this. And by doing that, you are inspiring others in such a profound way, I can't even put words to it. Be that person. Be that person. So enough with the New Year's resolutions. Enough with the excuses. It's time for you to discover who you really are and take inspired, intelligent action from that place every single day. And enjoy the ride. Cheers and aloha, my friends. Here's to an amazing 2023. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.